knowledge. Years ago, Andy WA2CDL gave me a demonstration of amateur TV. That was really cool. That was great. But, you know, time marches on. And then, sure enough, now we have Zoom meetings. And then people see each other on regular days, regular meetings. Back then, you didn't have that. But to see amateur radio on TV, ATV, amateur TV, it was just great. Anyway, it's getting late, but I just want to mention the Bishop airlock on the International Space Station was put into operation. What that is well, it was launched in 2018, and it was launched by a Dragon spacecraft. The robotic arm on the space station pulled it out of the trunk of the Dragon cargo vehicle and installed this. It looks like a big, gigantic cap, about 6 or 7 feet in diameter, and it attached to one of the ports on the International Space Station. They have different modules. This module is called Tranquility, and the idea is it's an airlock. You know, you need to put something on the outside of the space station. It's not an easy thing to do. You know, you can do an EVA, go into the Quest lab, put two people in spacesuits. They would put them in tubes, and eventually bring something out of the space station or the cosmonauts. They can do it on the Russian side. You know, take maybe smaller CubeSats and push them outside the space station. They go into orbit. Suppose you wanted to put something bigger, you know, a bigger thing that you want to put into orbit, you would need a bigger airlock. Well, they have one on the Kaibo module, which is a Japanese module that's on the space station. And that you slide this whatever you want to put outside, maybe the size of a microwave oven. You slide that in there, and it goes through its own airlock. And the next thing you know, it's on the outside of the spacecraft, and it has a small robotic arm, and you can take it, either put it on what they call the porch for an experiment, or you could actually push it into orbit. They've done that with CubeSats as well. You know, bigger than what you could do by hand on an EVA. But I suppose you want an even bigger one. Let's say this thing is 4 or 5 feet in diameter, and you want to put this big satellite, or you want to put a structural piece on the outside of the space station, or you want to bring something in, some piece, an antenna that's broken or something on the space station, you want to bring it in. You need a bigger airlock. So that's what this Bishop airlock is. And, you know, they put it on the end of the Tranquility, and it has hinges, that could either hinge open or completely removed by using the robotic arm. Now, first they depressurize it. You know, you put it in there, you close this inside door, and then you open this outside door. And they actually used it 2 days ago to get rid of trash. Usually, to get rid of trash, they would eventually fill up, let's say, the Progress cargo vehicle, or they would fill up Cygnus cargo vehicle that we send up, the United States sends up every now and then to the space station. You know, they send it up with supplies, but when it leaves, they fill it up with thousands of pounds of stuff that they want to get rid of. And when they do, it burns up in the atmosphere over the South Pacific. But now they needed to get, you know, they needed to get rid of stuff, and rather than wait for more space on a cargo vehicle, you know, now they have this. They tested it, or actually did it on Thursday. And then, you know, this stuff went out of the space station. and they predict within, I don't know, 6 months or so, eventually we'll deorbit and burn up in the atmosphere. So I thought it was pretty cool that they pulled this thing, Bishop. It looks like a gigantic cap. It itself weighs thousands of pounds, and it was built by a company called NanoRack here on Earth, and that's a very active company right now. They're building all kinds of things. Any questions or comments before we close? I see the time is already after 11 already. Wow. Okay, nothing hard. We'll continue this next week. We'll be here, maybe during the week. But we'll definitely be on. Let's see, tomorrow's Monday, so that's the Club Info Net, and that starts at 8:30. That's followed by George, KD2FIU. He does the Swap and Shop, and of course that's followed by Newsline. Find out what's going on in the world in amateur radio. Roy, over to you. AT2GS, WS2N, for the SpaceNet portion of the TechNet.
T2OGB. Roy, go ahead and wrap it up, and then I just have one thing I want to let you know on right at the tip of this net.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for the SpaceNet report. Thanks for all that you do for the technical net, all that you do for the club. I had hoped to take a little time to discuss modified Newtonian dynamics with you, but it looks rather late, so maybe some other Sunday night we can do that. I want to thank everyone who participated tonight. You guys make or break a technical net. As far as I'm concerned, you made this one. So just want to remind people of the usual links. If you want to reach me, email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. My link page is roy.ac2gs.com. You type that and there's some interesting articles that you can read. We have an audio stream of the W2VO repeater. Just point your browser at technet.ac2gs.com. And always remember that MyKC2NJI has a great archive site called AmateurRadio.tv that has technical nets going as far back as September of 2006. Once again, want to remind people that Dick, K2RIW, closed just about all of his technical nets with the advice to be kind to each other. It's always good advice. It's especially good advice now. Be kind to each other. Be good. Take care of each other. And I love this little quote, so I'm going to use it again. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. With that in mind, this is AC2GS, formally calling close to this episode of the Limar Technical Net. And I am almost clear, but I think that Craig, KD2OGB, has something to tell us after the net. So the net is over. Be well, take it easy, stay safe.
Roy, it's just really you and I, even though it doesn't really matter who else is listening. Looking at my screen here, it says audio stereo Y splitter extension cable. The problem, though, with all of the Y cables that I'm noticing, on the ends where you can connect, I don't know how it goes, male and female. One part says headphones, but the other says microphone, and I don't know if that really makes a difference for whatever you're connecting to it, or really it could just be anything.
Okay, unfortunately, Y connectors could be a whole bunch of different things. It can be a mono connection to two mono connections wired in parallel. That's why I suggested that if your pin out that you're going to plug into is two conductors, you look for a mono Y connector. Another option is a left to right splitter Y connector, in which the initial plug is three conductors and a stereo, and it splits into two, a right and a left, that are each two conductors. Another variation, unfortunately, when Apple and other companies combined have a four-conductor connection that does both the microphone and the right and left headset. That's a third one. That'll give you a mono connector where the microphone goes and a three connector where the headphones go. So you first have to figure out what your output is offering you. Is your output jack a two-conductor pin, a three-conductor pin, or a four-conductor pin? Once you figure that out, it makes life a little bit simpler of what kind of a Y connector would best suit you. Okay, thanks for that. This is AC2GS. Everyone have a great week. Be well. We'll talk again. This is AC2GS clear.
82OGB also clear. Night.
David, you looking for me?
This is Jim, KD2VHD.
Oh, hello, Jim. How are you? Long time no hear.
I'm good, Roy. I just wanted to send greetings to 73s. I've been away from the radio a bit with family matters and traveling, but I clicked it on just to get you into the net. I figured I'd send you a kind message. 73, I'm sure you did a good job as usual.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the kind words. I hope everything got settled and cleared up and is going better now.
Yep, things happen and our lives have a path. So, glad to catch you and it's nice to hear a friendly voice on the radio. I'll let you clear out. It sounds like you had a long net. KD2VHD, clear for now, 73's work.
73, have a good week, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. This is AC2GS, and I'm clear.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
WY2HWB2ZS.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2IKT. Oh, hi, George. WB2ZS.
Oh, good morning, Steve. Yeah, I'm just returning to home from a medical, an overnight medical stay. Not my usual thing.
Well, that's not good. All better?
Yeah. In this case, it wasn't even a bad thing to do. Basically, as you probably know, I have sleep apnea. And I just went through one of those overnight sleep tests where I become a human pin cushion full of wires that take all kinds of measurements. And they actually measured how well I sleep. And now I'm on my way home.
NY2H.
No, I didn't know that. And hopefully it solves the problem. And hello, Lou.
Hey, morning, George. Morning, Steve. Yeah, George, I've been using CPAP for many, many, many years. I love it, actually. Steve, I'm leaving now. My microphone in my car might be spotty again. I don't know if I'll be able to talk to you from the car, but I'm leaving now.
Okay, I got just the thing to fix it in the back of my car. And it's orange. It weighs about a pound and a half.
Yeah, it's what we call a BFH, a big effing hammer. No, I can fix it. You know, I think the element moves around. Because if I blow in the holes, it's very loud. But, yeah, it's just that. I'll open it up again when I get a chance. I'll fix it. But just so you know. All right, I'll be on my way. George, yeah, the overnight, I know. It'll tell you how many times you woke yourself up without even knowing it. All right, take care, guys. I'm on my way. NY2H will be clear. George, why don't you pick it up?
Yeah, thanks, Lou. Just to let you know, I've been on CPAP for over 20 years, and every 5 years or so, I need a new machine, and in order to get the prescription for the new machine, I got to get one of these tests. So the last time I had one of these tests was in 2016, and I've had previous tests, so yeah, I'm a sort of a veteran of that stuff. But in any event, hope you and Steve are able to fix whatever the problem is, and good luck to you there. Steve?
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about it, thinking about it. It may be much simpler than I'd originally thought.
The it referring to the pending repair, or to perhaps you may be in need of a CPAP system?
No, depending repair. Actually, I'm on the road right now, but I'm going to stop at Lowe's on the way. I had wanted to find out from Lou if how he had made out. We were looking for some DDR2 RAM. I'll wait till he gets in the car.
Okay. I have 2 4-gig packages of DDR RAM at home, which are sort of, you know, not being used at the moment, but it's the type of RAM that one would use on laptops. I don't know if the form factor is what you need.
I don't think so. I think that's just smaller, and I don't know that the sockets are the same, but I have DDR3, and I'm just not sure what we need. I think it may be older, requires DDR2.
I don't know. I sort of forget. Somewhere in the back of my head, it's telling me that it's probably backwards compatible, but not upwards compatible.
Yeah, I think the sockets are different, actually.
Yeah, well, if the sockets are different, that means it won't be compatible for all practical purposes.
Yeah, I looked it up. I'm pretty sure that's what I found. Anyway, I wanted to know how he made out because I just realized I may have some which I can pick up on the way.
Okay. Just another little comment. I've been listening to the 220 machine, and it's time of day statements seem to be wildly wrong, so I don't know if somehow or other the NTP on that machine doesn't seem to be working right.
Well, it could have been a power outage. I don't know. Most of these things have batteries in them, and it's probably old enough to require a replacement. Here we go. Anyway, I'm just getting over to Lowe's in Hicksville. I gotta see if I can find something over here.
Practically in my neighborhood. Yeah, I'm on Old Country Road, and at the moment I'm passing the Barnes & Noble in Carl Place. And heading home. which I won't quite make it to the Lowe's because my home is 2 miles or so west of there.
Okay, well, I'm headed that way afterwards. I got to stop over, depending on Lou's answer, by the Wantua. And then I got to meet him over at the repeater site. Anyway, I'm just parked. Let me go inside. This is going to be quick if they have it.
Yeah, okay. By the way, you're probably not too far from Micro Center if you need that gram desperately.
No, and they don't open till 10 anyway. Let me get out of here. WB2ZSE, I'll be back in a few minutes if you're still here.
NY28, hold you.
Hey, Lou, pick it up. This is WB2IKK.
Okay, yeah, my call's still messed up, but I'm listening to myself. Steve, you still there? He was out of the car really fast. Okay, yeah, this is Mike. I think the yellow one moves around. Yeah, hello. The yellow one moves around. I'm really, hot bike right now. Did you have, did you get caught up in that Phillips free fall on the CPAP, George?
No, I didn't. My, the machine I'm running is a ResMed 10, not one of the Phillips machines. So I, was lucky enough to miss out on the recall. On the other hand, in April, my machine, well, actually, it wasn't anything to do with the machine, but I had been using the MyAir application, which sort of gives me a nightly dump of my readings, and just stopped. Said I didn't have any connectivity anymore. I went and did some investigating, and I was kind of surprised by what happened.
Alrighty, I have an auto, APAC, so I really don't have to have it set. It's not a fine to go, but I need it.
Those kind of machines were sort of in their infancy when I got this one. But what happened was interesting. It had been using a cellular network to call back to the MyAir application. And what happened is that when T-Mobile took over Sprint, Sprint had been running a CDMA network. T-Mobile just shut that network down, and they're going to repurpose the frequencies for the 5G service. But that left my CPAP machine stranded, and it's been unable to communicate since April.
Airboy 28. Okay, so you have the machine, I think, seems to be in a Tato. Yeah. And, well, I don't know if that was an add-on, or maybe it was an exclusive, but in any case, the last machine I got, I paid for myself. I didn't even go through Medicare or anything because of the compliance issue. And I have multiple machines, and how do you get compliance with multiple machines and all that? And I just said, you know what? I'll just get one. And I got lucky because I found a good deal anyway. So I'm out of that loop, and I don't have to show them anything. You know? And, yeah, I've been decades old so on this stuff. And that's the scoop. Okay. So I guess we're going to get you getting a new machine. Is that the idea?
Yeah. They say that, you know, my machine, I got it in 2016, so it's now 6 years old, and it's already 1 year beyond the life that the manufacturer recommends. So definitely going to get a new machine. And I just wanted them to wait until I just had this sleep study so they can come up with the best machine for me and the correct masks and all that stuff, because I've had some issues with masks, mostly because they leak. And I tried a few during last night, and apparently there's one that I had that didn't leak. And hopefully that one will be the fix for me.
And White 28 Mobile. Yeah, the last while I could even have those just goes over your nose, basically. It goes into your nose, you know. But now I have another one, which goes over the nose. But I don't think it's because the headgear with it is pretty involved. There's a lot of stuff. It's pretty tight. Pretty good. But yeah. I mean, it's just a way of life. It's part of the routine at this point, as you well know. So, okay, sounds good. Now, I got to tell Steve, as a matter of fact, I'm bringing some memory along with me. Let me ask you a question, George. You had donated to the club that tower. Do you remember what kind of memory you had there, or the amount of memory that was in there?
I'm pretty sure it had 4 gigs, but just exactly what it was, I'm not really sure. I forgot whether it was DDR2, DDR3, or whatever it would accept. It's certainly in it, and I maxed it out. I don't ever want to feel that I'm memory constrained. And if I remember right, I put Ubuntu on that thing also, so I had a Linux machine to work with.
No, but you'd be too careful. I see. All right. Steve, I'm monitoring myself. I'm not mic'd so I can tell that at least you can hear me. Yeah, okay, because I took apart 4 towers last night, and one of them had gigs of memory, so that was yours. I wasn't sure. So that's good. And so, Steve, I'm bringing a bunch of memory chips from all 4 towers along with me. So maybe give me a thought if there's something that you could find useful.
Okay. George, do you know about how old that machine is? If it's like 10 years, 12 years old?
Yeah, it was a Compaq branded machine, so it certainly is at least 10 years old, but I'm trying to remember when I got it. Yeah, probably more like 15 years old, actually.
Okay, better shot at DDR2 that way. DDR3, I think, was introed in 2007. I just don't know how widespread its use became immediately.
Let's see if I have it. Yeah, I might have both. I think one of them might have said DDR2 on them. I'm not really sure. You'll see when we meet up.
Yeah, I understand. It sounds like it's about the same vintage as the machine that we have up there, which is a dual-core Xeon 2 processor, which is, I think, a Pentium 2 vintage. Probably we should take a picture of the startup screen.
Yeah, I'll have to reinstall a bunch of stuff, too. The Echo Link again, the Echo Enunciator, Hyperterm, and one or two others. I've jotted it all down. Yeah, some of the remote stuff here.
Okay, yeah, I brought some stuff with me also, so we shall see.
So on the text that you said remind you of something concerning the link, but I wasn't sure exactly what you said. Remind you of what I'm reminding you of it anyway.
Yeah, I sort of remembered it. I want to make sure that the Molex pin is not the issue.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, okay. I'm only a few minutes away from Splashdown anyway over here. Just a couple comments. Lou, I wanted to say I was on the 220 machine. I was hitting that pretty well. Problem is I couldn't dig up any conversations because there didn't seem to be anybody else who was willing to talk at the time, but it announced what time it was, and it was way off of what the time should have been, so somehow or other the NTP function, network time protocol, isn't working, and that probably ought to be something to look at someday. This is not a really big deal, but you know, it's embarrassing to have the machine announcing the wrong time. And let's see, just one other comment. Lou, your microphone sounds a little muffled. I know you said you were having issues with it, but it's just Steve's audio is great, and yours is just like I have to turn up the volume to hear you properly. So with that, I'm going to sign out, and you two guys carry on. NY2H and the group WB2IKT.
Okay, George. Yeah, no, I understand that. I'm going to take this microphone again and try to fix it. As far as the 220, I don't even know if there's a controller on it. I don't know where it's going to be signed from. I have no access to it. I can't hear from where I am. But my plans are to get a remote receiver and an LSDR in there so that I can monitor it and, you know, whatever. But right now, I don't think it's equipped with too many bells and whistles, but we'll see. 7-3, George. And, Steve, I got a little bit more than an eighth of a tank of gas. I may go straight in and gas up on the way back. I don't know. And I'll stay up here because this is not the audio. But just anytime I'm wrong. So let me just turn it over to George again. If you can find me there, and then turn it over to Steve and see that yourself.
Oh, okay. Let me say 73. And, Lou, the audio is just a little muffled sounding. It's not that bad. Clearly, we've been able to carry on a conversation without any problem. And for both of you guys, we should have a discussion in the technical committee at some point coming up about backhaul and tying literally all 8 repeaters that we're currently running, plus maybe a new one that, if we get lucky, we'll get some money to build. And we want to talk about linking them all up via some kind of a backhaul network. And it could be a really interesting project.
Could get expensive, too.
Yeah, that's what grants are for.
Yeah, I just went by Old Country Road and Broadway, by the way.
Yeah, I'm about to pull into my driveway. I gotta say 73. WB2IKT is clear.
Okay, George, bye. WB2ESC. I just passed by a station, 459 for regular. I don't know how things are out by you.
So Steve, I'll clear and
Yeah, I don't know how much gas is out by you, but it's around here it's 4.59 for regular. I just passed 24 coming up to another. But I mean, if you don't want to really write it down, you know, you can stop. I forget what BJ's is.
Maybe I'll do
So, okay, you get a little ways to go. Maybe I'll make that stop. So let me talk it out. WBGCSC.
KD2, you're all listening. Kilo Delta 2, India Uniform Oscar.
Hello, good morning.
WB2ZSC. W2BSC, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Well, close, but no cigar. It's Whiskey Bravo 2 Zulu Sugar Echo. And good morning to you. Sunny, no clouds. What more can you ask for? 75 degrees.
Hey, a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Not so much here in this parking lot of our LIE, but yeah, definitely nice weather.
Yep, I understand. Yeah, commuting myself, although not today. Not to work anyway.
Yes, yourself. What's your first personal? First personal here, so Papa Hotel India Lima. I didn't catch it if you said it. I apologize.
Okay, we're not on orbit beaters, and my first name is Steve. How you doing, Phil? I take it you're relatively recent for the hobby.
Eight years I've been hand, so. Yeah, just on my way to work. It's a long week. Got a couple guys on vacation, so going in a little early. Normally I go in around 10, so I'm going in a little early to get a head start.
It's that time of the year people want to do silly things like take vacations.
Can you believe it? That's all right. I'm going next month myself, so. But, yeah, I was just up on the morning brew on the East Coast Reflector, and it's becoming a little messy with all these people trying to chime in, so I came back local.
Yeah, well, it can get busy. I know the one out in Nevada is a pretty busy one also. Remember the number, but I think it's the Las Vegas Reflector.
Roger, yeah. There's a bunch of them out there. But I tell you, it's interesting hearing, you know, people from all over. And some guy from Japan that comes in there. And, once he pops in, everybody goes nuts. It's like, you can call 3, 4, 5 times from New York and States, and people want to get back to you. But from Japan and overseas, it's pretty funny how everybody comes out of the woodwork, man.
Yep, it's the only problem is they're sort of reversed. it's their evening now, so sometimes, you know, you gotta time it right.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, up here in New York, where'd you say you're from again? What town?
Yeah, I live in Huntington, work in Long Island City, although the working part has tapered down a bit, getting old and all of that.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah, I'm over here in Patchogue, and I'll tell you, everywhere I go, I you know, I have a work vehicle, and I have a 2-meter 70 centimeter antenna on the top ring there. everybody stops me. Like, a lot of guys stop me, and they're like, hey, I'm a hammy, and is that CB? I'm like, oh, it's a ham radio, 2 meters, 70 centimeter. And, you know, oh, yeah, I did ham for, like, yesterday, like, four or five people stopped me. It's interesting how many people are actually in the hobby but don't participate. You know, oh, I got to get my stuff back up, and it's funny. I mean, for me, it's an everyday thing. I got cruise, I listen to people chit-chat, and, you know, I have pretty active band programs here in my AEA 3875D. So, you know, I mean, I just hit the can, and I listen to a lot of stuff going on. But even on my block, my next-door neighbor's a ham, across the street's a ham, but they're not, they don't participate. It's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, well, the hobby has changed drastically over the last 20-plus years. When cell phone, before cell phones, there was a big surge in licensing. And then after cell phones, people who had licenses just sort of, you know, either let them lapse or didn't participate very much anymore. Anyway, I am making a stop, so if you'll pardon me, I'm going to get out of here for a little bit. Probably be about 15 minutes or so. Now, but you're sort of on the edge of coverage with whatever you're using. Anyway, I will talk to you when I get back if you're still around. This is WB2ZSE. How you make it out?
I got a couple of $20 worth of jam, and I flew out the door of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just made a stop over in Westbury for a minute. Since I had the time, may as well take advantage. Anyway, I'm gonna head straight over there.
Alright. There is it. I'm going through.
WB2CSE. Oh, by the way, what kind of radio is that you're using? Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed it.
Yahoo.
Oh, okay. Yahoo. I'll talk to you later. Hey, Lou. Just as an FYI, the westbound northern state near the Wanto is very heavy.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see it's going further back towards Dixville Road. I don't know how far it extends either way. Although, it seems to be between here and post where it breaks up.
Yeah, and it's saying, Wesley also is back there.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll jump on the parkway and I'll see how far this extends. mean, I've got the time, so it's not a big deal. But I think it's probably the traffic coming up to Wadsworth and Mersey is what's causing this delay.
Have you heard Mickey on at all?
Not this morning, no.
Yeah, I'm trying to recall. I think I gave him the,
Yeah, I think with the mic the way it is, you got to talk right into it because there was practically no audio that time.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Actually, I think that the mic element may be shot. This may be the problem. Anyway, okay, I'm on the parkway. It's starting to move a little bit now that I've gotten past the one to us. So, depends on how you want to do it. You could, sort of your choice. I mean, I have no idea.
Staying on the parkway, and if I blow into this mic, listen, that should be relatively loud. I think it's just a misplaced element. Last time I opened the mic up, and it cleared me, but I'll use some adhesive, and I'll make the holes a little bigger in the plastic. It's very small.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It just doesn't sound right. But distorted, low, bassy, you know, I mean, I don't know.
We'll see when I fix it. It'll be fine. And by 2-8-4-0.
Okay, WB2ZSE. Yeah, it's back to the speed limit now. Past Post Avenue. Anyway, I gotta go make a phone call. WB2ZSE.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Downstairs for you? Right, so you should sound like you'll be here in about 10 or 15. No, I've already checked in. No, outside the building. Let me just see if I've got a spot here. Yeah, I guess I'll load up and bring stuff upstairs.
All right.
You can be too easy.
And one two.
WB2 here.
Okay, I just got up and passed off the elevator, so I'm going to get in there and get set up and do whatever I can until you get here.
CDL, NY2H.
Good morning. WH2 CDL on the road. How are you?
Sound like Willie Nelson on the road again. I am fine. I'm up here with Steve. We're in Glen Oaks, beautiful downtown Glen Oaks.
Okay. Everything's good up there? Sounds good. I can hear the noise. And I'm heading to my eye doctor so I can see what I'm going to be doing next.
Okay. Good luck with that. All right, we're going to be hemming and hawing here, so I'll catch you later.
Okay, very good. I'm listening for a little while. I'm not too far from my stop. WH2CDL. Talk to you later.
NY2H.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
NY2H testing 1-2. Check 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, check, 1-2. Hello, test. Hello, is that me?
Yes.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.